it's really fascinating to see the work of a master versus the work of an amateur, and the films we've done before versus these.
Yeah.
They're just, I think, superb propaganda. There's a lot of work yet to be done on them, and I've got to be back over them this morning on just nitpicking.
I have stuff to say, because there's a who else is looking at them with you, or anybody?
Well,
Moore.
Oh yeah, Moore's been involved from the beginning on it. We're trying
to find one too many.
That's what I was just saying. We're
trying to get a bunch of people at the same time.
Now, I am going to have those. I'm going to have our open look out this morning because I'm concerned about content. And there's, now I've taken out a few things, but I think I've got, I think John's got to look at them in terms of
all right,
emphasis,
yeah,
on various things that were, you know,
be sure he's judging. This is what the council said.
I'm not going to let any of them have it. That, see, that's, rather than letting them get into staffing the script, I'd rather have John look at the film. Cuts to the Vietnam, you know, getting with them and all that. There's some great, never before seen Nixon footage that's
all color.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
he did after he was killed.
Well,
but he said it's much better than the Kennedy campaign film. But because it's got more, it's better put together, it's got more stuff. And he said the other thing is that Kennedy had more film available beforehand of various things of himself. Your film has a scarcity value. The stuff that's shot in the Oval Office, for instance, and the stuff that's shot in the... They're an awfully good little... And these are all little short scenes. You don't bore anybody with them. And it's amazing, as I say, what you can get. They've got a very good thing in the narcotics meeting in the cabinet room.
Yeah.
Where you've jumped on the gun. You mean we don't know how many heroin... the heroin use is going. We don't know what these things are. We've got to find this out. You know. And a little cut of you up at the New York Customs place where you said this is public enemy number one. And they've hit the right issues. They've got your busing statement in it. It's in conversation with Ehrlichman. And you say, which you couldn't say in a speech, but say it more clearly than I've ever heard anybody say it. Absolutely perfectly. Education's the name of the game. We can't have busing. It was designed to try and improve the thing, but it hasn't worked. All it's done is brought, you know, and screwed it up. And you can't have a child getting on a bus and riding for hours across town when he's got a school right down the street.
That gets across it.
In personal human terms. But not the way you can't get up on a podium and make the speech that way. There's speeches in it that you can only make in this kind of a thing.
Great. Well, that may be that. You can have a right to look at it. Comment. think of somebody watching.
I agree.
Keep, leave off both Harlow and
what would you say, Camp David? Says now ordered Gray to end the investigation. He said that they've got all they need. don't think so. Someone's testified at bottom.
I see.
But they're not trying to pull it. They're using the Buddha as a witness to convict the other people, not as a as a witness to involve.
Let me go to something that's a little bit more fundamental.
Thank you.
Buchanan Bridge stuff, there's an article in the Washingtonian magazine on sex in Washington, sex, power, and politics, or something like that, that is the most incredible article I've ever seen. It goes through book, chapter, and verse on the on Lyndon Johnson, Jack Kennedy, all the lurid tales of, and it severely criticizes the Nixon administration because they say there is they sum it up by saying, I don't think there's a satisfactory sex experience in a week in an entire White House.
They're wrong.
I'm sure they are.
Including some of the Secret Service, the independent party, and that, about eight of those guys on their involvement with those boys have a great time in San Clemente.
But they talk, it goes into all the details about Kennedy's, you know, how the Secret Service used to smuggle whores into the white prostitutes into the White House for the people, and about how Jackie Kennedy drove off one day to go someplace, and then just on a hunch, swung around back, came back in the driveway, walked over to the swimming pool, and caught Jack and a cabinet officer and two White House secretaries sneaking. And, you know, it goes to all kinds of tales of this sort. That what they don't say sneaking, they say frolicking in the nude in the pool. And it goes to how Lyndon Johnson used to bang all those secretaries, and when he got tired of them, he made them marry them off to staff members. And tells the story about Lyndon Johnson when he took reporters through his house in Texas, which he loved to do. He showed them the bedroom, and he'd point to the bed and say, he said, I've had hundreds of women in my lifetime, but there's nobody better in the sack than Lady Bird in that little bed right there. Just gross kind of stuff, and this thing goes on about the fast. Then it talks about Bob Dole's problems and everything else, but then it comes out with Fred Dutton. He said, one untold story so far is Fred Dutton, where between the time he divorced his first wife and married his second, he fathered two children by an unmarried girl in Washington.
He married
someone else, and goes through all this stuff, but. See, they think they're hurting us because they're saying we're terrible and
square,
that we don't know how to do any of this stuff. And
square
and measure how dull we are. And the other folks used to root out on here. The Secret Service said this is the dullest White House memory or something. Well, that's what this article said.
Probably did.
Well, some of them probably did. Talks about Salinger and Dutton. I mean, Salinger and Sorensen and Kenny O'Donnell.
Yeah.
And how they used to.
Kenny O'Donnell's a pen for Florida.
When they went to Florida when Jack had to take a crew of broads along for recreation. You can't send in for your weekend reading. He said, it was kind of interesting because it's the first time all this stuff has been in print in a more or less legitimate publication. Or something rather than going off for the weekend with Rebozo and Keefe. a kind of, he was married to a beautiful girl.
Yeah, that's right.
Got tired of her and took up with a whole bunch of others. Now he has gallon of this.
Do you think that at this point,
yes, if we've got a hell of a, we got, Henry's got a guy in his office, that's a real shrewd intellectual guy who's, who lives with Pat Buchanan, the secretary, one of the sexiest girls I've ever seen.
Richard Nixon.
Leonard Lurie is a, I don't know, but he's written a book called The see. Okay, if you can make it, why don't you go ahead and check with Brownell? And then if you can't, well, we'll try to shoot for another time. Okay.
Thank you.
things done, even with a Democratic Congress. And if they knuckle down, they can get more done.
I think an East Road thing is a bang approach.
Yes, sir.
City lights, East Road, have them come in. Let them take pictures and they come in and let them have their interviews, not over here in the Secretary's room. After that, the White House, on the steps of the White House that time, let them come out. And maybe get a little different picture, don't you think? Let them go out that door, too. After this sign, too, I should stay and shake hands with everybody.
Well, that's one where I'd rather press the mill around and talk to the people that are there. It seems an undiluted time.
Will loves that. Now, with Connolly, you can call him now and say that I'd like for him to hold tonight any of it. I'll tell him, Don, that we're trying to get Mitchell and Brown out. But you already say that we're trying to get Mitchell and I talked. He may have marked the problems. If not, I'd like to meet with him, just him and you and me. Or should we have him do an operator?
No.
I think not.
Because then you get into all the problems.
It's just got to do with the
other. I mean, if you do get caught in kind of just some things laid out.
And I wouldn't have Colson for that, would you?
No, I don't think so.
That's right. Because he's seen a lot of Colson.
I think you got
it. Okay.
You got it. I think you need to have me. Maybe it should. Well, maybe.
No, I think so. That's no problem. The only reason that he has company, but the only reason that he said it's the follow up on things. John, you know, has ideas. And I have somebody there who's going to follow up.
Yeah. And I don't think that's a problem, right?
Yeah.
I don't think Chuck is either. I think Chuck's in a superb.
I don't know where they are. But on the other hand, he must have been that I'm relying on Chuck rather than him.
Well, I mean, God, so we can start out of that legal, which we can talk about.
Yeah. We need to jump back over here. So if you let him,
all right.
Ready to fly on that.
Right. Is there anything else you want to do this weekend?
Well,
we've got some time.
If I could only suggest that I kind of like the family. So what we do tonight, and I'd like to see whether I can go over to that meeting on Friday.
Right.
And, get everything done on Thursday night. Spend 3 days. Get some available nights. We get BD and Bob. They're room in the house for two of them.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they can stay in small.
Good notes. It's good fun. Funny bedrooms. And we've worked out a very good operational plan for, you know, nobody there.
We have that developed. We did the right thing. Got to move more with that Secret Service reception. That was a hell of a thing for those guys.
I'll bet it was.
And their wives. Tell their wife. Julie called up and said, her three or four wives came. She said, I'm sure the crew guys, they all bought new dresses for the day. Of course, some of them have been in church, but a lot of them are new ones. Big deal. Taylor was right, not having booze. Secret Service should not be asked for.
They didn't have booze?
No, sir. Taylor said no booze. He's right, some of them probably were going to do that night. Or anything. It just isn't good on the Secret Service.
It's a damn good night.
It's story to get out.
Well, the White House is their duty station. They shouldn't
come here. It's story to get out. Secret Service, the brother. See, Egg was totally wrong on this. Sitting around and drinking security men is not a good thing.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, sure, we just hit a little too hard. No, it's not good.
Well, and the Kennedy assassination hit them hard on that because they, you know, they had established the detail of Ben losing the night before.
Had they?
Yeah. That was one of the things that...
Well, they didn't, but it was just, they don't have to have booze to have a good time.
Sure.
You know? They had coffee and tea and hors d'oeuvres, like, you know, like they're the best in the world. Cakes.
Oh, yeah, they do beautiful.
And they had music and they all stayed and talked and walked around.
I think that's right.
I mean, and it's never been done before. Johnson, I think, had something one time. He said it's some sort of a deputy. I brutalized somebody. I didn't know if he had to, but we just haven't. You know, the whole damn bunch.
On there, you're going to be calling them for the tough run for the next few months. a much better caliber of people.
They're improving.
They've got some very fine guys. I don't know how the hell they get them. And I don't know why a guy of the capability of some of those people would go into the Secret Service. It's an exciting deal, I guess.
Well, they haven't been for this group. My God, they've been to China. They've been to Russia. And let's face it, they've been to San Clemente in Florida. And that isn't bad, is it?
Darn right. They have a hell of a nice life. That kind of thing. Was there anybody you want to see? Anything you want to...
Let's leave it right now.